Thank you very much for inviting me here. Some of you that were at the Lincoln meeting probably heard about the Brazilian system. So some of the information is not going to be new for you. The others possibly will. So of course, when you say Brazilian system and just using the words slightly different of the previous presentation, we used some concepts from other systems too. And those systems would be mainly the soil taxonomy and WRB. And actually, previous to soil taxonomy, the first soil maps of Brazil, they were using a classification that was much older than that, that was based on Kellogg's information. So old names such as clay humic soils and so on were derived from those. So those were our origins. At the beginning, a large majority of Brazilian scientists at the universities and the research institutions, they came to U.S. for their PhD or master. And of course, when they returned to Brazil, they were strongly influenced by the experiences of soil taxonomy. So for a while, it would be most probably that we would just use soil taxonomy in our country as a system. Why to develop a new system? But one of the major things when we started to use the soil taxonomy was the large expanse of soils in Brazil. They were ordinarily classified as oxisols and nutsols, and even there was a reference that for a long time almost, and I'm sorry for the word, lake, the concept of Brazil as being a country where soils were acid, low fertility, no productivity, because they were mainly oxisols and nutrisols. So we could not develop an agriculture. For a long time, that was the concept in the literature about Brazilian soils. And the other class of soils is a plintic, that in a soil taxonomy is only put at the fourth level and sometimes at the third level, some classes. So overall, soil taxonomy were considered inadequate to represent the variations of soils in Brazil. The territory, Brazil's territory, is a complex of tropical, dry, subtropical environments, and there is a large dissimilarity of soil forming factors and process. And one of the questions and one of the factors that's I would say quite different from U.S. is the time. When you think of Brazilian's landscapes, you have a multitude of landscapes affected by time, just like in Africa. So you have areas that went through humid, dry, humid again. So those characteristics will have an impact on the soil forming factors. When we look at the map of Brazil, and in this map, if I can use the pointer, you see this area in blue. So from the bottom up, increased temperature, so colder regions in the south, and from this area here, increased humidity. So Amazon area being the one with more humidity. This is a map of Brazilian soil. Those are the soil orders, the classification, but it's also a map of climate. So if you look, where are the oxisols? Where are the latosols in the Brazilian systems? That's the representation, and you see they're everywhere. So the climate information really doesn't separate those orders or even sub-orders in Brazil because this characteristic does not relate to climate. So the climate parameters are not relevant in these highly weathered soils of Brazil, in these very old landscapes such as this one that's the Cerrado region, where time has altered significantly the contribution of parent material. And when I mean time, I'm also saying different climates. So again, and I was glad and seeing the previous presentation, the moisture, a temperature regime that's used in a higher level of soil taxonomy has no meaning for us. So in the soil taxonomy, higher classes order to great groups, the highly weathered soils and low landscapes of Cerrado, the central region, and soils on the nearest surface, such as Amazon Basin and Pantanal, they were likewise classified as eudox, perox, that's climate, or eudut. So it's the second level, we have no differentiation of these landscapes. They're quite different in Brazil. Great groups such as plenitudes, they are not divided in soil taxonomy at subgroup level. And for instance, this one that's divided in subgroup only has two. Well, this plentic represents the third largest group of soils in Brazil. So just pointing for you two of those areas. Here is the Cerrado region. It's one of the oldest landscapes, and it's equivalent to the savanna. It goes from all over Brazil, from this region to near the equator. And this is the Pantanal, and just pointing Pantanal because it's one of the newest surfaces. You see the distribution of soils. There's still a large variety of lateral soils that would be the oxysoils, but there is also soils as this yellow here that would be mainly what's classified in soil taxonomy as quartz cement. So this is a major area. And here in the Pantanal, we have some identification of soils with clay soils that are highly water table, mainly seasonal. So they would, again, not be correctly or properly identified in a soil taxonomy. Just to show you an idea of some of these landscapes, this is typical landscapes of Cerrado. I would say in Africa also you have similar landscapes like this. Those are old surfaces on top, highly eroded. And this is a new landscape. Each one of these points that you are seeing here are jacarés in the Pantanal. And it's waterlogged 6 months of the year. And those are some of the soils. This is not really what you ordinarily think in terms of soils in Brazil. This is a molasol. This we could not find exactly what soil was in a field correlation, so we still don't know what it is. This is old. Lateral soil, ferro soil, and this area here is a petroplintite. It's a very hard layer, so it's a very old surface. This is what would be classified probably as an off soil in the soil taxonomy and an ichy soil in a WB. If we go to the Amazon area, that's again, I'll find the argil soils, those would be the ute soils. The lateral soils would be the oxysoils, and the plintic soils, those would be the plintic groups. And this is Amazon. It's perhaps not the Amazon that you ordinarily see in the news. Of course, in terms of vegetation, this is a representation, and this is those trees of the Brazilian nut that probably you know about. But those are soils with high activity, high amount of calcium, high amount of magnesium, and at the same time, high amount of aluminum. How to classify that? This is a typical oxysoil with a high amount of aluminum. But this is classified as podosol in our system, but it's not a podosol in the WIB. Those are the so-called, some of you probably have heard of, giant podzols. This is more than 2 meters to the spot horizon layer. That's Amazon. And this is also Amazon. That's so-called Terra Preta de India, or Amazon and Dark Soils. Those are artifacts left there by old civilization, pre-Columbian civilizations. So if you look at the table, our distribution of soils, of course, general, lateral soils, that's ferrous soils, and argillous soils, that would be the ultra soils, are dominant. But that's not all. These soils represent a larger area, and those are the ones that we compete strongly in production of food with this country. Native soils are the best soils we have in Brazil. They are not Shona soils, but they are the best. The ones for sugar, the ones for coffee, the ones for cane, well, sugar and cane, and so on. So they're a very important resource for agriculture. And they were mixed with other soil classes when we used soil taxonomy. So this is our map, and I'm not going to describe each one at the suborder level. I just want to point here the diversity of soils we have when we apply other concepts for suborder instead of climate. So the Brazilian system is a key system based on morphogenetic attributes, has 13 soil orders. Its structure is a key down, has 44 suborders, 198 great groups, and 1861 subgroups. Okay, those are our numbers. That just means there is, of course, as you go to subgroup, there is an increase in the tail of information. Comparing soil taxonomy and WIB reference groups, the lay soils, lintel soils, and native soils that we have in our system, they are based on the WIB equivalent, with some differences as was presented before, in the limits and the boundaries of a certain attribute, but to the equivalent from those subgroups, orders. And various groups for whether it's soils in the WIB was a positive aspect of that system, and one of the main reasons why we decided to bring more characteristics from the WIB than from the soil taxonomy. Soil taxonomy criteria also, they are strongly based on laboratory data. That's wonderful. But that's wonderful here with such a fantastic database. For countries like ours, that we don't have the same amount of laboratories or the same complexity of the system, to require so many characteristics to be able to get to a subgroup level, it's a limit, it's a limitation. So we could not go below great group level with the characteristics that we ordinarily measure in our laboratories. So that was another limitation. So the lack of data and detail required for soil taxonomy, which is very good here in US, it was not a good thing for us. So we decided then to develop the Brazilian system. The first edition was released in 1999. It was when the soil taxonomy released the second edition. 2006, we have modifications, 2013, and of course, we're still doing some changes. And it has been used all over Brazilian soil surveys and radiations, and we use soil correlation trips, such as those images there for validation of the system. In this one, we did in the Amazon, and Peter Shad was there. So it was very interesting, even for us, discovering some of the soils in that Amazon region. And I would say that current research projects applying the system, one is the integration of the system with the National Data Bank. The National Data Bank was created based on the original descriptions of soils and classifications, so now it is being updated. It's being largely used in the what's so-called ZEE, that's ecological economical zoning, all over Brazil. It's mandatory, has to be accomplished until 5 years from now. And now we're starting to use the digital soil mapping techniques for detailed soil surveys. So I just picked three examples here. This is a screen showing Embrapa soil database. This is one of the applications that was a screening of carbon based on information that database. And this is just a small application in the watershed. In this case, we use the WAB as a translation to international system because it's adapted better to our system. And as final remarks, I'd like to point Brazil with S has much more soil diversity than usually is shown in the world scale maps in international literature. The generalization tropical soils is equal low land capability is a mistake. And if anybody has doubts, just look at the numbers of grain production, cattle production, and whatever production you imagine we compete clearly with US. And the Brazilian system is an important innovation to interpret agricultural potential and limitations of Brazilian soils. And it has been largely used different from the data from Alfred that I thought it was very interesting. If I look at the Brazilian papers in our publications, since it was released, increased the number of citations of the Brazilian system in our case, in this academic and scientific. And back to Erica. I also would like to invite you all to be there. Maybe you not feel that way, because anybody that wants to go to the Corcovado, you don't want to see that way, because you want to see the city down there. But I invite you all to go to Brazil in 2018. Thank you much.
Thank you. Thank you.